חומש. Okay. Ellie, you hit play. So, in our parsha Vayetze, we have the famous story of Yaakov's flight. He's running away. And we are told in Perek Chaf Ches, Pasuk Yud Aleph, right in the beginning. Vayetze Yaakov mi-Be'er Sheva, v'yelech Haranas, he's on his way towards Haran. Vayivka ba-Makom, and he encountered the place, Vayolan Sham, and he ended up resting there. Kiba HaShemesh, the sun had set. V'yikach me'avni ha-Makom, v'yasem Roshosa, v'yishka ba-Makom, Ahu, and of course this leads into the famous Chalom with the Sulam Musav Arza. The Makom, we know this is Har Maria, the Makom of the Akedah, the future site of the Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi on this pasuk tells us, Vayivka, Adibar Maschel Vayivka, the second one, V'rabaseinu Pirsho, Lashon Tfila, based on the usage of the word or the Shoresh in the pasuk in Yirmiyah. And this, Rashi tells us, paraphrasing the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, which we'll get to in a little bit, and this is, of course, the source for tonight's topic, that Yaakov there, Davin Mariv, and it's from there, the Lashon of Rashi is Tikein Tfilas Arvis, that it's from Yaakov that we have the Minhag, or the idea, the Halacha, the third Tfilah of the day, or the first, I guess, depending on your perspective, of Tfilas Arvis. So before we get into the unique status of Mariv, vis-a-vis the other tfilos, let's take a step backward for a moment and just review what is probably familiar to many of you, and that is, what is the status, what is the obligation, the mitzvah of davening to begin with? So the Rambam very famously says in two places, both in his Sefer HaMitzvos, as well as in the beginning of his Hilchos Tfilah, the Rambam says that mid'oraisa, there is an obligation to daven. However, that obligation, the Rambam says, is once a day in any language. The Nusach HaTfila, the fixed text, as well as the multiple of three that we daven every day, even the Rambam says is only rabbinic. That's only Amidah Rabbanan, that's later. But the Torah itself obligates us to daven in any language that we want, a bakasha, a kol shehi, mid'oraisa, once a day. The Makor for the Rambam is famously a drasha in the Sifrei, and the Gemara in Tainus mentions it, Pasuk Yishmael, Avdov B'chalavavchem, you're going to worship God, you're going to serve God with your heart. How do you serve with your heart? You serve with your hands, you serve with your feet. How do you work? How do you serve with your heart? Ezehu Yevodah Shebelev, Havi Omer Zeh Tfilah. So, Tfilah is ultimately Yevodah Shebelev, that's the work, and we all know that it's a lot of work to do it well. And it really is Taka, an Avodah, and the Avodah is all in your heart, not in your lips. So that's Avodah Shebelev, the Rambam says, that's the Mokr to daven. How many times to daven, what to say, all right, that's already rabbinic. But that you have to daven every day once, that is d'oraisa. The Ramban, in the famous comments, it's a lengthy comments in his Hasagos to the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Ramban vehemently disagrees, and to make a long story short, he says that drasha of Avdo B'chol Vavchem is not really a full drasha, it's only an asmachta. All davening on a daily basis is all merely rabbinic. Now, the Ramban happens to add that there is a concept of tefillah on a d'oraisa level. And again, you take a step back for a moment, and it's almost shocking. Could it be that there was a Judaism envisioned by none other than the Rabbanu Shalom himself, right, before the rabbi stepped in to help him, so to speak, Kaviyachol, without a concept of prayer? It's hard to imagine, although the Ramban comes very close to saying that. But he pulls back at the last second, and the Ramban says, in fact, that there is one concept d'oraisa of tefillah, and that is Be'es Tzara. Be'es Tzara, you have to daven. Now, parenthetically, I didn't put it on the sheet, but it's a fascinating source in its own right. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he discusses actually the context of prayer in public schools. And in that context, Moshe discusses, do Goyim have to pray? Do Goyim have to daven? So the first pashtus says the answer is no. There are seven mitzvos, b'nei noach. The Goyim have to keep seven mitzvos. and you look at there, tefillah is not one of them. Says Rav Moshe, Goyim absolutely have to pray. When? Be'es tzara. And why do they have to pray be'es tzara? Because it's when you daven and you're in a difficult position, whether it's for a test, or for, you know, and that's as big as, if you're in ninth grade, that's a tzara. And when you get a little older, unfortunately, the responsibilities in the tzaras grow too sometimes. But if you're an ace tzara, says the Rav Moshe, is a very powerful idea. You don't have to, when you daven, the obligation to daven is not betoras tefillah. It's betoras emuna. It's Rav Moshe's variation of the atheists in a foxhole. If you don't daven when you're in an ace tzara, says Rav Moshe, that shows that you don't really believe in the Rabbanu Shalom. You don't believe in God. And that even Goyim have to do. So they have to daven not b'toras tefillah, but b'toras the Ramuna in God when they're in an ace tzara.
My wife said Wednesday night also Baruch Minitziv that Ben Noach is mechayiv a mitzvah sichlius. Davening the ace tzara.
There are other right? Like did he discuss the same topic?
No.
Okay. That happened on Vayera. We both discussed it.
Completely.
Okay. Yeah, there is. I mentioned this just to. Right. This is the last we'll say on it. For those who remember, we're almost coming up to the 2-year anniversary of my prabha, Parshas Miketz. So the Friday night when there was a lecture, I spoke about morality and halacha and the interplay, and is it possible that there are moral obligations above and beyond the fact that Hashem commanded or the Torah tells us to do them? And it's clear that there are definitely makaros to do suggest this. One of those, if I'm not mistaken, that I mentioned then was the Nitziv. The Nitziv in a number of places talks about mitzvahs on two parallel tracts. He doesn't use the word, if I'm not mistaken. The Nitziv actually does not use the word sechlios, or Asher Weiss may have, but that's actually a Reb Sajigon's term. But he does have a concept of ethical law above and beyond, which would be obligatory even without the Torah. There is such a concept, and l'chora, this fits into that. But all of this is the Machlokas Rambam Ramban. Now, it is worth noting, and it's on that note, we'll mention something that I did see discussed by Rav Asher Weiss on this Parsha, on Parshas Vayetze and Simon Lamed Hei, where he points out, I think a good ha'ora, I think he's right. If you look at a Ramban in Parshas Emor, when the Ramban is discussing the mitzvah of Simcha and Aliyah L'Regel and Anyanta, if you go to the Beis HaMikdash, so the Ramban there describes you're going to be in the Beis HaMikdash and you'll be inspired and you'll daven to Hashem. And the truth is, if you look, that Ramban al HaTorah is actually quoted by the Beis Yosef and the Prima Gadin. And they seem to intimate from that they view, that they understood that the Ramban held that was a chiyuv d'oraisa, that it wasn't just the Ramban held there's a chiyuv to daven in Beit Sara, that he held that there was part of the, it was a chiyuv to daven.